Good morning, dear listener. Welcome to the Daily Inspiration. Today is April 3, 2021. And I would like to begin with a word of prayer this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your kindness, your goodness, for your mercies each day. Father, thank you for rescuing us, for dying for us on the cross. Father, we pray at this time that you give us understanding of your word, that you anoint this devotional this morning, and that you would fulfill the thirst of the listener today. Father, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today, Lord willing, I want to share on the seven sayings of Jesus as he hung on the cross. Lord willing, I'll be sharing the daily devotional for the next 7 days, and I would like for us to look into the seven sayings of Jesus as he hung on the cross. The seven sayings of Jesus as he hung on that cross. And today, I would like for us to look into the first saying I want to go through, which is in Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." This was a precious prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ as he hung on that cross with all the suffering, with all the agony for the much love that he has for us. He suffered all these things. He took our place on the cross. We were supposed to be the ones to be in that cross, and praise the Lord and thanks be to the Lord that he took our place. Jesus hung for around 6 hours on the cross. He was in very much pain and agony. He was taken, beaten, and mocked at. He suffered all for us, for me and you, when they nail him on that cross. And as all this went on, you know, we look into these precious words, to this precious prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." You know, yet as he hung on that cross, he refused to think of himself. This is a precious demonstration. He prayed for his enemies. He gave us a good demonstration on what it means to love our enemies. Oh, Lord, give us a heart that would love their enemies. Father, he's the only one that can give us grace to love our enemies as he loved them and still does. You know, the souls of mankind were in his mind at the time as he was in agony. He was hung on that cross and he refused to be the victim. He's thinking of he's got the souls of men in mind. That's just it's just showing us how much he loved us, how much he cares for you and me. The least we can do is to give him our lives in service and be consecrated to him, because he's worth it. He's worth it to be served. He's worth it to be loved. there's no greater love anywhere else out of God. Praise the Lord for a beautiful love that He had for us. Jesus was also aware of their spiritual blindness. You know, when He prayed, He said, "For they know not what they do." And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says, "But the natural man received not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." You know, as we can see in this verse, there's two types of men: the natural man and the spiritual man. And this verse tells us that to understand God, to know God, we need His Spirit. And anyone, any man in the whole entire world can cry out to God for discernment, can cry out to God to reveal Himself. A man that with an honest heart cries to Him, seeking Him, shall find Him. And, but you know, Jesus' prayer, "Father, forgive them," was answered in Acts chapter 2. Was answered in Acts chapter 2, verses 22 to 24. And he says, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know." So in this verse, we can see all that this man witnessed. This man that are crucifying him witnessed his miracles, witnessed his wonders, his signs. And yet, they are crucifying him. Verse 23, "Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and for knowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain." Verse 24, "Whom God had raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by of it." Death could not help our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why on the third day he arose victorious, glorious. He overcame death. Praise the Lord for our Jesus. Praise the Lord for our Savior, our Lord, our Creator. Thank you, Lord, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ. And also, I want to read verses 36 to 41 of Acts chapter 2. Verses 36 to 41. "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ." You know, Peter is telling the listeners, the Jews that he's preaching to, were the same ones that crucified our Lord. It says, "Whom ye have crucified," they were in spiritual blindness. That's why he prayed, "For they know not what they do." Jesus was aware of that. Jesus knew that these men were blinded, were spiritual blind. Verse 37, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? The Jews that were among those that crucified our Lord are asking, after hearing Peter preach, they're asking, what shall we do? This is a question that we all should go through. This is a question that we should all ask ourselves. What shall we do, Lord? What do you have for me? What do you want to do with me? We need to put ourselves in the Lord's hands to be a tool, to be in his hands as a servant, preaching and doing whatever he has for us to do. There's many work in the kingdom. So they say, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remissions of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Verse 40. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Verse 41, Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Praise the Lord for his mighty work. You know, this is a beautiful, beautiful passage in the Bible that, you know, after being spiritual blinded, the Lord has revealed himself to them, and now they're part of God's children. And I want to close with this verses here. I want us to ask ourselves, I don't know who listens to these daily devotionals, but if anybody ever listens to this that are not walking in Christ, that's not converted, I plead with you that you would come and repent before the mighty God and walk with him and walk in the light that he has for us. God bless everyone, and we'll be back tomorrow morning. God bless.